I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Somewhere in Time is Where We All Are. The time is a quarter of a century ago, when I am younger and enthusiastically touring the countryside, spreading my joy of literature and writing and literary-type ideas. I'm 75 miles that-a-way, speaking to a civic group about shoes and chips and sealing wax of cabbages and kings and why the sea is boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. After attentive questions and a warm ovation, I step forth to greet anyone willing to approach me. There is one attractive young woman with closely cropped shiny black hair who wants to talk to me, and it turns out that she hopes I can find an out-of-print book for her. So, I guess my time off from work is not wasted in terms of income. She also describes herself as someone who goes berserk over small things, tending to become obsessive about objects and ideas she becomes interested in, learning all about them, collecting them, hoarding them, ranting over them. She is irritated by another older woman who comes up to shake my hand because for this minute, this young black-haired woman is in possession of me and my 3 minutes. When they have both turned away, there's a most pleasant surprise. An elderly woman, calm and elegant, comes forward and tells me she knew the turn-of-the-century actress Maud Adams when she was attending Stevens College many years ago. You know, she was a tiny thing. That's why she was able to play Peter Pan and other roles like that, she smiles. I am amazed. I've never met anyone who knew who Maud Adams was, much less someone who knew her personally. She no longer acted, but she was very active on the campus, she muses. The whole subject had come up in my speech when I was telling my audience about the reasons people collect things. It's just plain fun, and it takes your mind off the world's cares for a while. There are people throughout the country who study and view the film Somewhere in Time, which was inspired by author Richard Matheson's love for the actress Maud Adams. Jane Seymour played her, and Chris Reeve and Chris Plummer played characters based on people in Ms. Adams' life. It's a story of unrequited love, the kind of story you cannot get out of your mind. Years later, the book, Bedtime Return, and its offspring, the movie, Somewhere in Time, can still make you cry and wonder and reminisce about impossible hankerings you've had in your life, thoughts about love and life and the hereafter. So here I am, somewhere in time, speaking at a small town country club just days after I have located a 1906 copy of Burr McIntosh Monthly Magazine, sporting a color cover photograph of Maud Adams, dressed as Peter Pan. And I'm talking with a woman who knows all about Maud Adams from firsthand experience, everything there is to know about her, except for one thing. This woman has never heard of the movie Somewhere in Time. It's a fascinating world some days, especially when you aren't planning for it to be a fascinating world.